Welcome to Relationship Workout for Many podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner for the person they choose. Season 18, Episode 3, The Three Things Men Want in a Relationship. So let's cut to the chase. When I'm asked to distill the secret to a thriving long-term relationship with your significant other, in my humble opinion, it comes down to three things: companionship, sex, and honesty. Those are the three keys to a successful long-term relationship. It's about finding that one person whom, one, no matter the season or reason, you want to talk to every day. In other words, lifelong companionship. Two, and equally important, it's about the same person month after month, year after year, wanting to have sex with you on the regular. In other words, lifelong sexual intimacy. And three, finally, it's about that same person always being honest with you as you're always honest with her. In other words, lifelong trust. That's it. But as we all know, it's not as straightforward as it sounds. Life isn't a romantic comedy where everything falls perfectly into place after 90 minutes. Real life is much messier, right? Filled with drama and arguments that can chip away your desire to talk with her and her desire to have sex with you. Likewise, temptation can be a powerful dark force motivating dishonesty, which can crush trust. And when drama in the relationship overshadows the fun and happiness, when communication breaks down, when trust gets lost, when the sex life starts to dwindle, you can find yourselves leading parallel lives, full of excuses and missed connections. Think about this for a moment. Statistics tell us that about one in two marriages end in divorce, often within the first 8 years. That's a staggering number. It paints a grim picture of initial bliss giving way to dissatisfaction and the looming specter of a painful breakup. But why does this happen? And more importantly, how can you prevent this decline in your own relationship? A key lies in understanding and actively nurturing both aspects of your relationship, companion and intimacy, while also keeping it safe to share the truth. Let's start with companionship. Companionship isn't just about cohabitating or sharing responsibilities. It's about truly enjoying each other's company, having meaningful conversations, and supporting each other through the thick and thin. It's the late night talks, the inside jokes, and the mutual respect that keeps the flame of friendship alive within your romantic relationship. It's about truly caring to hear about each other's days. Now on to sex. The physical connection between you and your partner is not just about pleasure. It's a fundamental expression of love and desire. It's a language of its own that says, I want you, I desire you, and I choose you. But maintaining a healthy sex life requires effort and communication. It's about understanding each other's needs, desires, and boundaries, and being willing to explore and grow together in intimacy, understanding that our sexual appetites evolve over the years. For instance, what you did to bring her to orgasm when you first started dating may no longer be a recipe for success a decade and two children later. You may very well need an ongoing dialogue around what she needs sexually. Perhaps you'll want to add sex toys to your bedroom play. Perhaps you'll want to use a spray to make you less sensitive so you last longer because now it's taking her longer. Perhaps, especially as you get older, you want to take Viagra or equivalent to help get it up more easily and keep it up. Whatever it takes, as the guy, make sure that every time she gives you the let's get naked green light, she feels satisfied afterwards. Not only does this make your naked time more enjoyable for both of you, but also makes it less likely she'll feel the urge to say no when you'd like to get naked with her. So how do you balance the three pillars, companionship, sex, and honesty, especially when the going gets tough, which is inevitable in any long-term relationship? Well, of course, communication is key, as discussed in seasons 13, 14, and 15. Talk openly and honestly about your feelings, desires, frustrations, and various behaviors. Don't let small issues fester into insurmountable problems that constantly spawn new bouts with drama. Improve your skills of communicating to help reduce the drama. Don't hide the truth, making the issue 10 times worse once she finds out what you've been hiding. Next, make quality time for each other a priority, regardless of your busy schedules. Remember that a quality relationship also has fun, connected, happy moments. Be proactive in finding ways to have plenty of those connected moments together. And remember, intimacy isn't just about raw sex. It's also about physical closeness, affection, and small acts of love. Intimacy begins outside the bedroom. And finally, don't be afraid to seek help if you're struggling, whether it's through books, workshops, therapy, or logging into a relationship care platform like RelationshipWorkout.com. Getting an outside perspective can provide valuable insights and strategies for reducing the drama and strengthening your relationship. For instance, through the Relationship Workout program at RelationshipWorkout.com, in less than an hour, you can receive insights specific to your situation on what you can do to reduce the drama. Put another way, a happy long-term relationship is within your reach if you're willing to put in the work, and it's a lot less work if you know specifically what to work on. So remember, by fostering both companionship and a fulfilling sex life built on a foundation of honesty, you're laying the groundwork for a partnership that can not only survive, but thrive over the years of being together. This all said, sometimes sex becomes a vehicle to smooth over and patch things up, providing a short-term reprieve from drama and conflict, but not necessarily a recommended long-term strategy. Yes, I'm talking about makeup sex, and that's the topic of our next episode.